You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First things first, I want to say a big thank you on behalf of my radio partner, Jeremy Padgett, for everyone who came out on Friday to our happy hour at Flightco Tower in the Central Park neighborhood. It was so good to meet so many of you. And you were, as usual, so very kind
with
gifts and fun photos and funny stories.
Good conversation. And yeah, I mean, the gifts. We had one woman bring us beef fat soap out.
Soap.
It's soap that she makes with beef fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, very kind. And banana bread and other little trinkets and stuff. So it was a good time. I will say, though, I mean, Arvada, I think, still ranks as the most fun. And Thornton was the busiest by far, I think. I think those two are still the leader in my camp. But everybody on Friday was very, very nice. So thank you for coming.
It was fantastic.
Out.
Yeah.
It was really nice. The beer was good, too.
I'm sorry, what?
The beer was tasty, too. That guava beer that we had. Mm-hmm.
I will also say that I had never been to Flightco Tower before, and what a fun, interesting setup for people who want to bring their kids out. So
yeah.
Anyway, it was good. So thank you. Some people have already asked where the next one's going to be. We are tentatively shooting for November, and we will be a little bit farther south. So I don't know, anywhere between like the Parker Arapahoe Road area down to Parker itself, somewhere in that range.
It's Parker time for sure. I was getting multiple messages from people saying, come out to Parker, come out to Parker.
Parker.
So it's time.
And then we definitely need to do one in Castle Rock. So those will be the next two. And then who knows? Then we'll maybe start working our way back up north again. We shall see. But anyway, thank you again to everybody who came out. I just want to tell you that over the weekend, I flew back to the East Coast, so I had my flight, all fine, nothing interesting happened, no great stories to tell.
Yeah.
Although I will have a story in our trending report about some people on a flight who cannot say the same thing. Wait till you hear what happened to them.
It's funny.
And something about my body clock again, plus the fact that the CU-CSU game was a late start Saturday night.
Yeah.
So, you know, it didn't kick off until after 8 o'clock Colorado time, which for me was after 10 o'clock. And I wanted to see it. And somehow I stayed up through the whole thing.
Did you really?
Through double overtime.
Dude, you were up late.
When I went to bed my time, it was 2:30 in the morning.
Holy cow, commitment.
So I know I didn't get to sleep easily until after 3 a.m. And, you know, after a full day of being up for travel.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, it was like,
but you know what? A fun and exciting game to watch. And
yeah, it was a fun game.
It's funny. Everybody is shifting their focus away from the Broncos, and they're really focusing on CU this year. It's like, that's the team to watch. They're having the most fun. They're actually winning.
Yeah, well, I will tell you something. CSU doesn't need to hang their heads. They put on one whale of a game, very entertaining, and that team may be going places, too. They have a few bumps in the road, but it would be so cool if the state had both of those teams kicking butt.
The media exposure was absolutely insane for that game. Absolutely insane. I've never seen anything like it. Every sports station was like wall-to-wall coverage of that. The Rock was everywhere on social media.
Yes.
Shannon Sharp was, Gronkowski. It was quite the event. And then did you watch the Bronco game yesterday?
No.
No.
Yeah. I did see the Hail Mary. We'll talk about it in our trending report. But yeah, how sad for the Broncos.
I mean,
after the coach makes all this talk in the offseason about how bad of a job they did last year before he got there. And it's like, well, you're 0-2 also, my friend.
Yeah, not doing that great, buddy. Not that great.
So maybe you need to STFU. You know? Anyway, but you had some interesting stuff happen.
It was a busy week. You just, you know, just some honey do lists and stuff going on. And we did make our way out to Park Meadows area yesterday because Reed had a little birthday party for one of his buddies, and they went to a place that was actually pretty cool. They have got like a virtual reality place in the mall now that they can host like parties and get togethers, and all these little, you know, 12-year-old boys were there in their full virtual reality gear, you know, shooting at the ceiling and stuff. So we did that for about an hour yesterday. It was kind of fun to watch him do that. And then, yeah, like last night, I'm going to be tired and hungry today because I have to get blood work, and today's my physical at like 2 o'clock. So I can't eat now for a while. And on top of it, I'm crazy tired because at 1 a.m. last night, we woke up to... And it wasn't Fat Beats coming from the street. That's the dog getting ready to puke. And Nicole sprung out of bed and was, like, gathering things to throw under the dog so she could throw up. And then we're, you know, having to get blankets down to get washed and getting the dog outside. And luckily, she allowed me to lay there the entire time while she took care of it.
What? She has to get up and work, too, you know.
I know. I feel kind of bad, but she handled it nicely. She handled it really nicely. She sprung into action.
She handled it nicely. Well, that's big of you.
She is just a
that's
pet
really big
lover.
Of you to say that.
She's a pet lover, Dom. But yeah, from there on out, we were both up like the rest of the night, just tossing and turning and no sleep at all. So pets, God love them, man. They're the greatest. I don't know if we'll get to that story in trending, but there is another story out today about the insurance claims on pets. What do they call it? Hambone Award or something like that, all the ridiculous claims that these insurance companies see regarding pets.
It might be the setup for a segment on our show, I guess.
Oh, we should. We totally should.
Well,
Yeah, it's a rough morning. It's a good Monday.
We should back up a stretch and say that after our event on Friday, we went out and you dragged Nicole had already gotten out of her clothes into her jammies, taken her makeup off. And you and I guilted her into getting back out of bed or whatever and coming out because we wanted to go to Q's and see some live music.
I love that little place. And
she was a trooper.
Yes, she was. She was like, she sent a few naughty words back at us. And it was like, okay, come pick me up. And then, yeah, we went and saw some extremely loud live music.
See? And you always make fun of me when I talk about how, you know, it's too loud.
I'm telling you, that place. It cranks it up. My ears were like the next day felt like kind of muffly. It was so damn. But they were really good. So anyway, we're supposed to be back in that place in a couple of weeks. We're taking some friends there that have never been there from California. So we'll be back.
I just want to say it was great to see you and Marky, and Beth, and sweet Nicole.
And a little Nick-Nack.
Who I had not seen for a long time. So
yeah, we had a great time. So
it was good to party
good
with
to
you
hang,
guys.
Man.